MP for Yilor Krobo and chairman of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee, Magnus Amwating, says Parliament wants to do a thorough job on the right to information bill before passing it. Commenting on the delay in the passage of the bill, Mr. Amwating said both Parliament and the Executive are committed to passing the bill, which is at the consideration stage. He said the delay has nothing to do with political considerations and that no one should put the blame at the doorstep of government or Parliament. Mr. Amwating spoke to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News.
The Executive has absolutely no control over the bill as it stands now. It is in the bosom of Parliament, and it is Parliament that is to pass the bill and not the Executive. You observe that Parliament is independent of the Executive, and the Executive's duty has been performed. They are to submit the bill to Parliament, and Parliament is tasked with the responsibility of considering the bill and passing it into law. If I want Parliament passes it, it doesn't become law until the Executive has sent the committee that considered the bill, together with non-members of the committee who come to assist us to consider the bill at the committee stage. About 25. So if 25 members of Parliament consider the bill and it comes before the House, you will appreciate that there are people who did not participate at the committee stage and may have reservations. And that is the reason why it comes back before the entire Parliament again. Every member of Parliament who wishes to make an input in the consideration of the bill is given the right to do so. Both sides of the House have agreed to pass the bill, and both sides of the House consider the bill at the committee stage. So we are committed to it. But rightly, I don't think any Ghanaian wants us to pass a bill that may not pass the test of time.
But how soon will that be?
There are as much over 150 amendments proposed in over 50-page amendments. Gradually, we are taking them. And what? It took Parliament over 1.5 hours to consider just one clause. There were times when we spent more than that. And let me say that this is one bill that has attracted so much interest on the floor of Parliament. Some members, admittedly, are apprehensive of the bill. But I think as we are considering the bill, we are also doing education to allay the fears of members of Parliament, to educate them that the bill is in the right interest, in the interest of every Ghanaian.
Magnus Amwating is MP for Yilor Krobo and chairman of the Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee. Contributing to the program, the regional coordinator of the Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, Mina Mensah, said the position by Parliament to do a good job is not tenable. She explained that Parliament cannot say it is committed to the Right Information Bill, which she describes as a people's law, if members leave discussions on the bill hanging.
For a nation, if we have the right kind of information or the citizens have access to the right kind of information, it would even change the kind of development that will go on in the country, and it will change the lives and empower people. We are in a democracy, and democracy means participation. Without adequate information, I do not think any citizen can really make informed decisions and participate in governance. The idea for a bill to be referred to a committee to work on is that it's for them to do the background work, the research and everything, so that when it comes to the whole House, it becomes easy. And then whenever they recommend amendments, there are justifications. The bill has been in Parliament since 2013. Parliament is saying that 3 years is not good enough for them to do a good job on the bill. Granted, there are other bills that they are working on. But when parliamentarians start talking like that, and especially when it's a member of the committee, I am wondering, are they saying that all the time, money and energy that was spent to review the bill, looking at international best practice and at the AU law, was not necessary? Yes.
You heard the regional coordinator of the Commonwealth Human Rights Initiative, Mina Mensah.